listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
The Revoca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Revoca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Revoca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Revoca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, revoca.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice, or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to another show of the Blind and Beyond. That's right, Blind and Beyond. And this is your host, Michael. Today, well, I hope you can call in today. I got a lot of reasons why. I'll tell you about it later. Phone number to call in, which I hope you can, 407
844-894-1680. But before we begin, you know the story. I was going to say you know the drill. That's right. So here are the players today. My co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. You're up, Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for the applause. It's hard to believe it's a week later, but welcome to the August 14th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And what can I say about our co-host besides my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder? We got another beautiful person. That's right. The one, the only co-host, David Hillebrand. David!
Good evening, everyone. Wow, I didn't know I was one of those beautiful people, but that's okay. I'll take it. Hey.
You are a beautiful person.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
Good to have you, David.
Appreciate it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the only one in the studio, that's right, in the Spectrum Studios, all the way over there. Are you there, Chris Shaw, our producer, our executive producer?
Yeah.
He's not an executive producer. You're the executive producer, Lynn. He is the engineer. He is the producer.
We're a team. It doesn't matter.
Chris, you there, Chris?
It's just quiet over here. Like,
wow.
It's quiet in
my
background.
You can hear a pin drop.
No, I can hear anything drop.
Wow.
Wow, that is quiet.
What's up with that?
Like, wait, just listen to it. Just listen to it. See how quiet it is?
It is.
Yeah. Hey, folks,
nuts.
Hey, folks, I have to tell you some news.
When you coming back?
What are you saying? What's he saying now?
What kind of news?
Studio. By the way, we didn't do our shout-out.
We're going in a minute.
Yeah.
When we come back, it's up to my person to my left. I'm ready now, but her, who knows? What do you say, Lynn? When are we coming back?
We'll talk about it.
Everybody, when there's no more COVID.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Any PSAs? Any shout-outs?
I don't have any PSAs, but I'd like to wish an early happy birthday to Liz Alexa. You know our friend Liz Alexa. She was on last week. Or was it the week before? I can't even remember anymore. Happy birthday, Liz, if you're listening up there in Lehigh Valley, PA. Just a few little highs that I want to put out there, and every week I'm going to do a few. So hi to Carolyn in Brunswick, Georgia. Harriet in NYC. If you don't know what that is, it's New York City. John in West Palm Beach, Doug in Weston, Shirley in Dayton, Ohio. Hope you're feeling better. John in Clinton, Indiana. Mike in Aventura, Florida. Eugene in Clearwater, Florida. Jason in Pensacola. Terry in Middletown, Connecticut. And Kevin in Greensboro, North Carolina. And so all our other wonderful listeners.
I'd like to give a prayer. Yeah, I like if we could. Our niece, Karen, is very sick. And if you all can give a prayer, you certainly could use it. You can say a little prayer for our niece, Karen. She's a doll baby. Anyway, I hope she has it well soon. Anyway, we have another sponsor. One second. We have another sponsor, you know. Brand new sponsor. Listen to this one. Called Humanware. That's right. Humanware is now part of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Humanware.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Dave, do you have any shout outs?
Oh, you know me. I've always got some shout outs. I got to say it. Yahoo! No, I've got a, let's see, a shout out to my lovely wife, of course,
hey, Brenda,
who I hope is listening in on our new funky little Alexa system. We're new to this whole Alexa thing, so but I was just showing her how to call up WOKV 1680 on our system. It worked out beautifully.
Hey, David, so, you know what? On that note, all you have to do is ask her. Tell me about Blind and Beyond Radio Show when she tells you.
No way! I'm going to try that when I get off here. I'm going to try it. That's cool. Well, and also hello to my friends the Lakes up in Pittsburgh, PA. And of course, you already said hi to Carolyn, but I want to say hi to her too because I finally got to meet her. She is so awesome, and her daughter. So, Carolyn, I hope you're listening, and
Carolyn and Marilyn.
That's right. So that's it for me for now.
Okay. How about Chris Shaw? Do you have any shout outs, Chris Shaw?
Well, definitely want to give a shout out to my mother. My mother came down to visit. She said she wanted to see me before she go into surgery.
Hi, Mom.
She's there here visiting my mom and my aunt. So I'll be going up in the end of this month, beginning of next month, with her for surgery to make sure that she's taken care of and everything is working out all right for her. And then, of course, Carolyn and Marilyn. What's up? How y'all doing? I know y'all tuned in.
What about Nikita?
Oh, definitely my wife, Nikia. Yeah. Kia.
I didn't hear that. I didn't
yeah, and my yeah. two security guards. Oh, okay. So, wait. Do I got time to give you a brief story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, my girl started school on Wednesday. And on Thursday, there was a young lady, a little kindergarten or preschooler, that kept hitting my oldest daughter. My oldest daughter kept telling her to stop. So, my baby daughter goes over and says, "Hey, little girl, that's my big sister. Don't touch her no more."
Oh, gosh.
And they called
me. What is going to be a problem?
Right. She was like, she came home. She said, "Daddy, this little girl was giving my sister problems, but I solved the issue." I said, "Look, girl, you are only 5 years old. You 5 years old. Why are you talking to me like this?" But, so that's what I'm dealing with.
Oh, gosh.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, how cute.
Before I forget, one of the things that Gary brought up last week that we didn't get a chance to talk about, you know, we're in hurricane season right now. So without going into all the details about preparing and everything, just be alert. Please keep your ears and just your ears open and, keep an eye out for announcements. And I wanted to tell you that Brian Norcross, he's down in South Florida, and he got us through Hurricane Andrew. I mean, I sat there back in 1992
my mother used to love
with
him.
My little portable TV, and I hung on to his every word through that whole storm. But Brian Norquist, go to his Facebook page, and he'll keep you posted about the hurricane season, what's going on out there.
My mother died in 1996, and she loved me.
It's B-R-Y-A-N, B-R-Y-A-N. Norcross is N-O-R-C-R-O-S-S. And all of our listeners down there
in South Florida,
they know about Brian Norcross.
Oh, I think he's great.
Oh, yeah.
He was a lifesaver.
Or just pay attention close to your local news because, they tend to mention it all the time.
Be alert. It's August now, and that's, we're at the height of the storms between now and September, so.
Us in the state of Florida and in the Southeast definitely have to pay close attention to that, for sure.
I'll make a fast statement here.
Okay.
In the second hour, I'm going to talk about something that's very, it's entertaining. To some people, it's very entertaining, and some people not, but I'm going to discuss it in the second hour. And something's very heavy. I want to discuss it with you. And we'll have
How's that for vague?
I will have, what you say, David?
But how's that for vague?
I want to make it vague until we talk about it.
It's a teaser.
Right,
but the point is, we're going to have a thing where if you don't like the subject, you can call in and say no, and then I won't talk about it anymore. If people say yes, then we'll continue to talk about it. It's something that, has nothing to do with religion, has nothing to do with I guess you would say, what do you want to say, Lynn? What's the word I'm looking for?
It has to do with realizing that there are things greater than ourselves out there.
Some people believe in it, some people don't. Let's put this way. We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
The Raboka app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboka provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboka app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboka, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download raboka.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We are definitely back. Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number, I'll give it out nice and slow. We'd love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And if you don't know what you're listening to when you're turning those channels in the car, well, stop right there. We are the bridge between the sighted community and the low vision community and the blind community. That's right, the bridge between the sighted and low vision and blind. That's right. That's what you're listening to. We don't talk politics and we don't talk religion, but we talk about everything else in between. We try to entertain you. That's our first mission, to entertain you. So, next up, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well, this is going to be a very interesting segment. We'd like to welcome for the very first time a young lady whose name is Rebecca Rosenberg. And Rebecca is the founder of Raboka. And what is Raboka? Well, Raboka is the new app with vision assist technology that does so much for people with visual impairment. Hello, Rebecca, and welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. And one of the things before we turn you over to David, who is very excited to interview you, I thought Raboka was a take on the name Rebecca, but that's not true, that the name is derived from the photography term bokeh, B-O-K-E-H, and that's a technique in which all light sources are out of focus and blurred.
Yes, exactly. That's correct. We actually almost didn't pick the name because I didn't want people to think that it was a play on my name, but yeah, it is so close. We hear that all the time. So just so everybody knows, REBOKEH is meant to be a re-clarifying of what is blurry. So on that note, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Dave Hillebrandt, who would like to talk to you and ask you a bunch of questions. Right, Dave?
All right. Yeah, a bunch of easy questions.
Okay.
It won't be anything too too tricky, but it, as the other folks mentioned, it's great to have you on. And the first thing I want to do is congratulate you, because I can see this app being huge very soon. And before I get into the app itself, you might tell us, how long has this app been out? It sounds like it may be fresh off the press. I've got it on my phone right now, by the way. But how long have you had the app out there?
Yeah, so we launched the Reboka app on the App Store just as of tomorrow. It will have been 8 weeks ago, so still very, very new, but something we've been working on for over 3 years now.
Cool. So I'm actually on the cutting edge for a change. Usually I'm four or five years behind schedule, so that's pretty darn good in itself. Well, first off, a little bit about you I would like to talk about. I know that you are an engineer, if I'm not mistaken. Not an electrical engineer, but a different type altogether than what I would have expected. Please tell us what kind of engineer you are, and then we'll find out a little bit about how you got started.
Yeah, absolutely. So my background is in biomedical engineering. I got my bachelor's degree at Bucknell University, which is actually where I'm currently calling in from tonight. I'm visiting here, helping out with a couple of things as the new class is coming in. And then I went on to get my master's degree at the Center for Bioengineering, Innovation, and Design at Johns Hopkins, which is an incredible program where we talk a lot about the design and development of medical devices, and then how you actually take a medical device that you've designed in a lab and actually bring that to a real patient population. So I've gotten some real-world experience with those sorts of things. And biomedical engineering is just really, really fun, because you really do get kind of a taste of all of the different engineering disciplines.
Right.
So we talk about electrical engineering, we talk about mechanical engineering, and then how we can actually take those principles and create something that is helpful to patients. So that's kind of where my background comes from. And
so let's talk about how you got on this journey to make this very, very cool app. I know that you have a vision problem yourself, and I'm sure that probably got things started. So tell us about your vision issue, and maybe a little bit about how that keyed you into putting together the app.
Yeah, so I was born with oculocutaneous albinism, which, for those of you who are not familiar with that, basically it means that my body does not produce enough melanin or enough pigment. And as a result of that, there are some things during development as a baby that happen very differently for someone with albinism. So my optic nerve didn't necessarily develop in a normal way. And as an adult, you need a certain amount of pigment of melanin in order for your eyes to capture light correctly. And because I don't have enough of that, there is almost an influx of light into my vision. And that causes myself and other people with albinism to be really sensitive to sunlight and for just an overall decrease in clarity of vision.
Okay.
I also have what's called nystagmus. So basically my eyes just kind of shake back and forth all of the time, which, as you might imagine, also creates a difficult environment to be able to see in. So I've had these kind of my entire life. And, you know, I had been offered a lot of assistive technology growing up. But, you know, despite these impairments, I found myself in this really moderate section of vision impairment where I actually still am in a position where I can drive. So I have pretty good functional vision. But I found that a lot of the technology out there had been designed for people who are blind or very near blind. And there wasn't a lot of good technology for those of us somewhere in the middle who didn't necessarily want a piece of technology to be speaking out loud to us. We had functional vision that we wanted to be able to use. And through my work with Revoca, I've found that, you know, this isn't just a sentiment of mine, my own personally, but something shared by a lot of people in this sort of moderate vision impairment range. And I think the biggest turning point was probably when I was about 17. I was brought in for this technology meeting at my state's vision impairment assistance organization. And they said, you know, okay, we're gonna work with you and get you the technology that you need to go off to college. And I said, okay, you know, that sounds great, fantastic. And so I went in on that day, and what they had out available to me, the first thing they took me to was the CCTV. And while those are great technologies for a certain demographic of people, it was just way too big, way too complicated for me to really feel comfortable as a 17-year-old taking with me to college. And then they brought me this huge carry-on luggage size container. And they said, okay, you know, you're going to use this luggage to take this device between classes with you. And I was like, you got anything else? And the only other thing they could really offer me was a tape recorder, a digital tape recorder. And it was at that moment that I kind of said, you know, there's got to be something in between these two things. And sat on and with that for several years, because Revoca didn't really begin until I was about 21. And that was kind of the space we were trying to fill, with something in between something like a CCTV and, you know, something as relatively useless as a tape recorder.
I understand. And the that a lot of people will appreciate that are listening to the show is that, you know, not everybody fits into one category or the other. Like blind, legally blind can cover a lot of areas. And some of our listeners may have varying conditions where, like, one day may be a lot better than another. So this particular app could really benefit a lot of people that may not need a giant CCTV all the time. So if you would explain the app itself and what it will do for someone that can see a little bit. First, I know you can get it at the iOS app store. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Right now we are only on iOS devices, so an iPhone or an iPad, but we do have plans to come out with an Android version in the future.
And currently it is free.
It is free, yes.
It's pretty amazing on itself, but when you consider that sometimes some of this equipment may take a long time to even get funding for, where you can just pick this up on the App Store for nothing and experiment with it. So I'm sorry to interrupt, but tell us a little bit about what the app actually will do.
Yeah. So the Revoca app kind of works like a vision enhancement Snapchat filter, if you're familiar with what that means, which basically, so your phone has cameras on it, and there's an input of that kind of camera feed. So you kind of see video that your phone sees through your camera, and you can overlay different image adjustments on top of that live camera feed. So kind of like a photo editing app, but live and for real life. So you're able to add image adjustments like increasing contrast, increasing the brightness of the situation that you're looking at. We've also included the ability to just completely invert colors. So maybe if you're trying to read a letter and it's a white piece of paper with black text, you can invert that so that the white becomes black and the black becomes white. And then you're looking at a black piece of paper with white text on it, which a lot of people just find a little bit less visually intense to look at for an extended period of time.
And that can make a big difference because some people just are only able to see certain colors even. So it's a way of changing where you can adjust until you find the setting that's right for you for the contrast.
Exactly. And we intended it to be completely customizable because we know that for every single individual person, regardless of age or type of vision impairment or where they are, what task they're trying to complete, their needs are going to be different in just about every situation. What works for me for one particular task on a Monday might be very different than that exact same task for me on a Friday,
right?
Just because my eyes are probably more tired on a Friday afternoon. So we've intended it to be completely customizable, and to allow for as much of the specific functionality that the moderate vision impairment community needs.
So there's ways of, for instance, like saving settings that you found that work really good, and possibly like presets you can go back to maybe?
Yes, exactly. So we've also created this preset functionality. So when you do find a set of settings that work really well for you in a given situation, you can save those within the app, so that you can just call them back really easily without needing to kind of fiddle around with the settings again. So I personally use presets for when I'm sitting and watching a presentation. A lot of times presenters have, you know, those classic bright white slides with the black text on there. And I have a specific setting that inverts that as well as adds a significant amount of contrast. And the app allows me to kind of zoom in. So depending on where I'm sitting in an audience, when someone's giving a presentation, I usually just pull up that preset, and it's really helpful, makes the presentation a lot easier to look at for me.
I was just going to ask if it will magnify. So the fact that you're zooming in, I assume that's what it will do. How much magnification is it set up to do typically?
Yeah, so we can go about as far as 15 times. And what's really cool about the Revoca app versus some of the other assistive technology out there is that you can use this one app to do small tasks. So if you maybe need to read the back of a medication bottle, or read some really small text, or we have a lot of people who use it to identify small parts when they're working with a little mechanical system or a little electrical system. But then you can also use it for distance. So with the same kind of zoom feature, you're able to get a significant distance. Like I use it to read the arrival and departure boards at the airport.
And I noticed that in the your ad copy, you mentioned about using it for reading menus. I could see that you may not want to bring your giant CCTV to the restaurant necessarily, but you can pull out your phone and be able to read the menu conveniently. It's kind of a nice little feature, I would say.
Exactly. I think that's a little easier than bringing your CCTV with you around.
Right. So I know we can get it on the App Store, but if they want to find out more about your company and about the app itself, I know you got a website. So if you could please pass that along, that's an important thing there.
Yes, so the website is just www.reboca.com. So again, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H. You can also, through the website, you can find us on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we actually also have a subreddit that we use a lot to talk about just the experience of low vision. If you're familiar with Reddit, it's kind of like a blog platform. And we have a specific subreddit dedicated to discussing the lived experiences of people with low vision. And that has over 400 members, and it's really a fun place to be.
Wow.
So,
would you also like it to go to our webpage too, Rebecca?
Yeah, we
can
link Revoca to our webpage too, so when people go to check it out, that
already
would be
linked. It's already linked.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I would think so. So people can always take a look there if they need to. If you're not sure of the spelling, but so it's Revoca.com is the main web page.
Well, spell Rebecca again. Spell the name of the company.
Rebecca, spell the name of the company again, please.
Yes, R-E-B-O-K-E-H.
Okay.
And that website's very accessible, I can say. Lynn, I wasn't looking at watching my clock. Do we have it?
We're okay. We're wrapping it up, though. It's
okay. I was going to say
That's
real
fine.
Quick,
That's
real
fine.
Quickly. I know one interesting thing. I was also a million interesting things about you, Rebecca. But one other side thing, along with what you're doing here, I was seeing you also doing things to help people in undeveloped countries, like helping to stop the spread of mosquitoes. Even can you tell briefly what you did for that? That sounds pretty wild, like something for the Peace Corps, maybe. Or
Yeah, that was an incredibly exciting project that I actually was a part of during my master's degree, during my time at Johns Hopkins. We were basically developing a computer vision algorithm that could take a picture of a mosquito and then figure out what type of mosquito that was, which is something that's really important when you are trying to mitigate the spread of mosquito-borne diseases like malaria. And that's of specific importance in countries in sub-Saharan Africa as well as Asia. And so I have had
wow.
the honor of spending
Wait
time.
A minute. Oh, I got to interrupt you. I have to interrupt. I have to interrupt you.
Right.
This girl is a genius. I didn't know that.
Here she's got a vision problem too, my friend.
Now, I mean, listen to the school this girl's going to. My goodness
right.
gracious.
Yeah, see, I mean, not just any engineer. She does it all. But that really grabbed me too, especially the fact that you're giving back to the vision community. But lastly, I've got to talk to you. One word that I thought was very interesting. You have in the blind community, you have a lot of people that have difficulty with saying the word blind, and I noticed you had mentioned also the word disabled. You find that some people are scared from that, and that disabled is a good word to use in some instances too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we as just a society sometimes feel like by calling something what it is, we're, you know, maybe doing something negative. But what I have really seen the disability community rally around is that disabled is not a bad word. It is part of all of our identities, and that's a good thing. And we want to be kind of recognized and accepted for that, as opposed to kind of pretending like it's not real, like that's not really a part of us, because it is.
Exactly. You're right. And that just tells even more how you're on the right track, especially with this Revoke app. I think it's awesome because so many people don't fit into any one particular category, and they can really, I think almost anyone with vision of any kind would be able to benefit with this app.
Well,
so
I'm looking forward to coming to the Android half of the world.
Oh, yeah. I bet it won't be long, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Our website also includes a link to sign up to be on our Android waitlist.
Oh, okay.
So I highly encourage anyone interested in the Android version to do that.
Yeah.
It just helps us understand how many people would want that, and therefore it helps us kind of prioritize
and
that to happen as soon as possible.
And for all those sighted people that tune in every week, now we know there's a lot of you, and a lot of you are baby boomers and above, like myself, so this is for you. So
I mean, you could have very poor vision or not so bad vision and still
right.
be able to take advantage
right.
of
the magnifying and all that. It's
exactly.
Terrific.
So it's Revoka.com and R-E-B-O-K-E-H.
Okay. Well,
Rebecca, I can't tell you how what a thrill it was to have you on. one of the next big up and coming apps out there on the App Store for the visually impaired, and you are going places there, girl. That I know for sure. And
we knew you when.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled that we could talk to you at the beginning of your journey, because you got so many things happening.
Well, thank you, Rebecca.
Check back with us and let us know
much.
What you're doing.
Good
you
luck.
Know?
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, and don't forget Blind and Beyond. We'd love to have you even call in just listen to the show.
All right.
So
have a good night.
Take
good
care.
Week, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having
me. David, can you take us to break, please?
All right. Hey, you have tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and that was Rebecca from Revoka, the Revoka app. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go anywhere. You know where you live. We'll be right back.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Rebovka app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Rebovka provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity. And never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Rebovka app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Rebovka, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, Rebovka.com.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Dave and Lynn and Michael. The number to call in, which we hope you do, is 407-894-1680. The number again, as the DJs would say, 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by because it's trivia time.
Trivia time, trivia time.
I lost my sound effects, man.
I hope Chris is listening. You listening, Chris?
We've got a trivia song coming up.
I'm all ears. Yeah.
Chris is always ready. He's sitting there at the edge of his seat because
this song is a great tune. We were talking about it off air, and I never get tired of hearing it. So if you'll call in, let us know who sang this song. Again, 407-894-1680. Who did this song? Let us know.
It's all right with me, 'cause you make me feel so brand new. I want to spend my life with you. Let me say,
I guess it's time to fade this beautiful tune out.
Never be
untrue. I hate to stop it though. I can picture my buddy Chris singing along to the song right now. We're both bebopping in different places.
Wanna stay together.
Together.
Loving you ever.
Yeah,
oh, now you're ruining the song. You're ruining the song. That's enough.
Sorry, guys. All right. So, who did that song? Call in.
Hold on, I got caught up. The phone line is blinking. Hold on. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
New callers first.
Hopefully, new callers first, if you can. And the number to call, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Operators are standing by because we want to know who did that song. In fact, I'm sure the winner is on the line right now. So we're sitting here with bated breath.
Last month, they didn't get your song, Dave, if I recall.
Yep.
You are right. The first time ever.
What was the song?
I don't remember, but it was something that was easy, too, and I couldn't believe
it. No, it wasn't easy. Nobody got it.
Well, I thought it was easy, but this one is even easier and an awesome tune. So I'm sure we'll find out here pretty quickly. Because Chris is needing to sort through all the calls. We've probably got 100 calls on there, and we need to try to find one that might be a new call first. If there aren't any new calls, we'll give it a minute or two. If no new calls, we'll take someone that's not on the do not call list. So it's not that we run that tight of a ship, folks, but sometimes we get regulars that are so smart, they call in all the time, and we got to give some of the people.
Well, they're supposed to wait every 30 days.
Yeah, let's not be. We don't want them to be greedy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They're supposed to wait every 30 days when they win.
We need to give dummies like me a chance to be able to squeeze in, you know, because some people are smart enough they'd win every time. So, I wonder if our friend Chris has a winner.
If you don't hear from him, it means
he's taking
I know. It's a matter of going through all these. Through all these calls. Nope, we've heard from you before. Nope.
I called the office.
We can't take you.
Before, and he goes, line me on. State your name, please.
Yeah.
All righty.
Your name and your intentions.
Right.
Here's Chris.
Okay, so
I
have several callers on the phone line. All right.
I knew
anybody
it.
New? Anybody new?
Yes, sir, it is. I got somebody brand smacking new from Orlando.
Wow. All right.
So I have the new caller is Ernie from Orlando. I have Terry from Connecticut, and I have Sherry from Orlando. So our new caller first, you say, right?
Yes, please. Terry and Sherry, stand by. But we got to take our new guy.
Ernie.
All right. Ernie from Orlando.
A guy, I'm thinking.
Ernie, how you doing, Ernie?
Hello. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Pleasure to have you on, Ernie. Pleasure, Ernie.
And not only so, Ernie, first, guys, Go ahead.
Pardon me?
I'm getting ready to say I had a little question for you guys. The guy that
you do? Okay.
Singing was Al Green. But the little question I was going to ask you, do you know his first record and where he lived? His first song he ever made and made.
I don't know his first record, but no, where did he live originally from?
When he did that record, he lived in Memphis, and he later became a minister. But the first song he ever made was called Backup Train, and he was living in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan.
Yes, it is. Wow.
I knew that he was in Memphis, though, but...
No.
Hey, great. Well, hey, Ernie, is this...
Ernie, wait.
Have you ever called in before?
Huh?
Ernie, have you ever called us before?
No.
This is the first time I've ever called. I just have to be...
Ernie, we've been waiting for you, Ernie. We've been waiting 7 years for you, Ernie.
Have you ever listened to us before? Is this the first time you ever tuned in?
No, this is not the first time I've listened to the program. This is the first time I listened to the program.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Well, I'm glad you did call. And are you able to see? Are you blind?
I'm visually impaired.
Are you? Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, I'm glad to have you with us, man. And I appreciate the first
time.
And
he just won himself a $10 gift card from.
What did he say?
Yes, Al Green. He said Al Green. He said Al Green. Okay. He just won himself a $10 gift card from. Listen to the one. Sonny's Barbecue.
Ooh, Sonny's Barbecue. I love that place, man.
$10 gift cards coming your way.
Oh, good.
Off the air, give your name and address, so we'll send it something to Ernie. Pleasure talking to Ernie.
Okay. Hope he calls again.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to be listening to the program quite often from now on.
Please do. You're welcome.
Please do.
To call in any time just to say hi and let us know what you're doing, man. Thanks.
You can win once a month, Ernie.
You know, I was wondering, do you ever talk about, I've got glasses from the VA where it has a camera on the side of the frame, and it takes a picture of your document, and it reads it back to you. Do you ever talk about that?
Not that particular one, but I'll tell you what, we do talk about some different technology, and we might check into those.
Yeah, well, the VA.
I know eSight is one that's similar to that.
Yeah, VA gave it to me.
We'll be talking about eSight starting next week.
Ernie, did you hear what Michael said?
Yes.
Ernie, we'll be talking about eSight starting next week.
Yeah.
They're one of our sponsors,
sure,
eSight. We'll talk about what you just said.
That's a product that's very similar to what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it isn't. They send you out a pair of glasses, and that came from the VA. And they look like regular glasses to look at, but right on the attachment of the lens is a camera device. It takes a picture of the document, and you can even use your finger to point to it. And it will recognize, it wants you to take a picture of it, and it will read the entire document and then read it back to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely tune in next week because some folks from eSight are going to be on here, representatives from that company, and they'll be able to tell you a lot about their product, which I think does that same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You point it and it'll read the stuff.
Nobody talked about it. I was going to tell you maybe I can get some information, maybe somebody will get in touch with you guys, and, you know, we can make a marriage happen.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds good, man. I greatly appreciate you calling in for the first time.
Listen to this. Thank you so much, Ernie. Thank you.
Yeah, great call.
Great call.
Right, you got it. The Reverend Al Green is right.
And listen, make sure that Ernie, that you give your name and address so we can,
to Chris
off the air.
I'll give it to you.
All right, Ernie, hold on one moment. All right, Ernie?
Just stay on the line, and Chris will get it from you. Thanks, man.
Thanks again.
All right, another happy customer. I love that.
That was something. That was something.
Yeah, he
knew
all about Al Green.
Yeah, he knew all about Al Green.
And it sounds like he's going to be tuned into eSight.
Smart cookie. Love to have him on board. Absolutely. All you folks are listening out there that are smart cookies, you know, you can call in too, you know. Anytime. This is your show. That's what we're all about. Call in. Phone number is
407-894-1680. I wonder if Terry's still on the line to say hi.
Or Terry's still on the line. We'd love to talk to you. Say hello to Terry.
When Ernie took the center stage.
Oh. That's true. We had Terry and Sherry.
Terry and Sherry.
They were trying to get.
That's funny.
And actually, we'd love to talk to both of them to say hi. So if you guys are still around, or if you hung up, call back so we can at least say howdy. But I know they both had the answer.
David, that was the first first. That was a fast first hour, wasn't it? Woo!
It was. It whipped on by.
Holy. 7:56.
If we could just squeeze a couple more minutes in there. I could have talked. Well, first of all, I could have talked to Rebecca for another 10 or 15 minutes.
She'll be back.
She's so interesting, and it's got a lot going on.
She's a smart cookie. John Hopkins and Bucknell, that's some school, boy.
Hey, she's just getting going. She's just building up a head of steam right now. So, no, she's got some big things coming on, I'm sure.
You got to be a smart cookie to get into those schools, Bucknell and John Hopkins.
Well, and you know what? The smartest thing she did is surround herself with some brilliant people that did the programming and stuff for this app. So she didn't do all the programming, but she inspired and came up with all the info and found more creative people to surround her, and she leads them. So she's pretty incredible. 23 years old, my friend.
That's something.
That is amazing.
Well, yeah, we're going to go to break. So listen, folks, don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. We got a very good second hour. I want you to stay with us. Don't go away, and we'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's a pleasure that Ernie, that fellow, called in. It was really terrific, terrific. Love to hear calls like this. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.